Like Freud, Rogers developed his personality theory from seeing patients. Though Freud was a theorist first and a clinician second, Rogers was a clinician first and foremost. He introduced the term client to replace patient so as to emphasize their active and voluntary participation. Unlike Freud, he was impressed with his clients' drive to grow and develop their potential. This convinced him that the most basic human motive is the actualizing tendency, the innate drive to maintain and enhance the human organism. He suggested that people have both a desire to maintain or preserve the status quo, and that they also have a need to become more, to develop, to achieve growth. He gives the example of a child learning to walk. Children don't need to walk. They can get where they need to go by crawling, and they don't risk falling if they crawl, but they have a need to grow and achieve full potential, therefore they walk. Similar to the needs outlined by Maslow, we need to first fulfill our basic needs, and then we can move beyond fulfilling our deficits and grow. But there are necessary and sufficient conditions for growth, just like Rogers observed from the plants on his farm.